Sarah Bracha Paratas Mishnah Gimel Bana Bayis Chadash Kanach Kalim Chadashim. I'm at Bar Shechian. Somebody buys a new house or buys new utensils. It would say the bracha bar shechiana v'kimana v'giyano lazman hazeh. He's making a bracha on the happiness that he has from buying a new house, from buying new utensils, even if he already has a different house or he has different utensils, even if he has the very same utensils that he bought, just he's buying more of them, he would still say the bracha shechiana v'kiyano v'giyano lazman hazeh, and he still would have happiness from the new house or the new kelim, even if he already has a house or kelim. V'barach ha'aram ein ha'tova. You would say a bracha on bad tidings, even if some good might come out of it. For example, you have a field that got flooded and the crop of that year got ruined. Even though some good would come out of it for the next year, since your field was flooded the next year, it will produce very good crops, but since it's bad right now, you would say the bracha of Baruch Dayana Emes. And so too, you would say a bracha on good tidings, you would say Baruch HaTov I made this, even if it's possible some bad would come out of it. For example, you find a lost object that you're allowed to keep. Even though it's possible that the Malchus will find out that you found the Metziah, and they'll have people come and beat you up until you give the Metziah to the Malchus, but since it's not clear that that will happen, and the most likely possibility is that you would keep the Metziah and that nobody will find out that you found it, so therefore you would say the Bracha of Atov HaMeitiv, even though it's possible that it would turn out bad. Hatzoik L'Sha'avar Harezu Tefila Shav. Somebody who calls out Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu and Davin Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu for something that has already happened. That's a false tefila, the way to tie to Davin, for something that already occurred. Case, what would be a case? Harezu Ishto Mubaret. If somebody's wife is pregnant, V'amai Yehi Ratzon Shetelet Ishti Zachar, Harezu Tefila Shav. And Davin Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu, that it should be the will of Ta'akadosh Baruch Hu that his wife should give birth to a male, that's a false tefillah. And if it's after 40 days of conception, it's already either a male or a female, and it's impossible for that to change. I did your tefillah. Hariya Babadera, the Shama called Tzbacha Be'ir, somebody who was traveling on the road, and he was entering the city that he lived, and he heard somebody screaming out in that city for a bad thing, that happened. Ramay Yirasan Shalo Yehi Elu Pnei Besi. I raise you to feel shut. May Davit HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That those that are screaming out are not from my family. That's feel shut. It's a false feel. And whoever is screaming out has already screamed out. Whatever bad happened has already happened. There's no point in Davit. It shouldn't be from his family since it already happened. Therefore, it's a tefillah shut. Sacha Bachas by the test, Mishnah Dalet, HaNechras B'Krach, it's Balo style. Achas B'Knisoto, V'Achas B'Yitziyoso. Somebody who's traveling on the road, and during his travel, he goes through a large city. He must say two tefillot upon going through the large city, one upon entering the city, and one upon exiting the city. When he enters the city, Shadam Takar Bachas, that his entry into the city should go peacefully. Upon exiting the city, that the exit of the city should also go peacefully. Ben Azayim Arba, Stayim Bikmisaso, Ustayim Biyitiyaso. Ben Azay says it's appropriate to say four tefillahs while traveling through a city, two upon entering and two upon exiting. Benoisin Hodal Lishavar, Bitsoik Lasilavo. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected you, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you also have to call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the future that you should be protected, meaning to say that Ben Avi is saying that there should be two tefillahs upon entering and two upon exiting, as upon entering, you have to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that your entry should go peacefully. And after your entry does go peacefully, then you should say another tefillah. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing you to enter peacefully. And upon exiting the city, another two tefillahs should be said before exiting the city, Shadamit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your exit of the city should go peacefully, and after exiting the city, you should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for allowing you to exit peacefully, altogether four tefillahs, according to Ben Azar.